Okay, welcome everybody to, what's the name of our show again?
Tangent TV Talk.
Tangent TV Talk. I'm Kyle.
I'm Andrea.
We are here at the season premiere of Big Brother tonight. Very excited about that, obviously. We'll probably get into some other topics as well. But Big Brother is the focus for tonight. And I gotta say, I really like the Ronnie person. What do you think?
I think he's like a six-year-old girl. I don't know how many of you are watching, but he cannot contain himself. And for a grown married man, it's hysterical. And so far, I did say to Kyle that, what's his name?
Ricky?
Ricky.
Ricky? Ricker?
We're not sure of all their names yet, and I don't want to
call him. The gay guy.
I was trying not to.
I can say that because I'm the gay guy here in this group, so.
Check. So you say, we can't think of his name right at the moment. It's new people, give us some time. Yeah. But I said he better give good diary room, and so far he's coming through.
Yes, yes.
Somebody with that much personality better give good diary room.
Yeah. Well, I just like to just give note to anybody who ever plans to be on a television show, a game show, or whatever, to watch Ronnie's reaction. That's how you fucking react when you find out you're going to be on a TV show. You stand up, you scream, you call your mother, and you...
You call your mother?
Tell her to get her ass over there because you've only got an hour pack. When you get on the show, you jump up and down, you hug everybody, you scream, and you're happy.
And specifically, when you find the key to the Big Brother house on your keyboard tray when you sat down to your gaming. Stop your gaming, call your mama, jump up and down like a six-year-old girl. Those are the rules, people.
And some lot of hotties this year, too.
Well, one, really.
One hottie. Well, I think Brayden's hot, too. He's just a little smaltzy.
He's a little much. He's a little much. All right. And Muscle Boy.
Right, yeah.
Russell, the love muscle, because he said that. They're going to need a little Russell, the love muscle. I can't even believe he said it.
He's attractive. He just looks a little short.
I don't like his face, but I bet when he takes his shirt off, it'll be good to look at.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
And I think also, people know the rule, if you're going to lie about your age and make yourself under 21... Drinking the champagne is not going to work for you. And also in a house when there's nothing to do except drink, and by the way, I don't drink, folks. Really never do it. I'd be drinking in the Big Brother house. What else is there to do? You now just made yourself not be able to participate in the biggest activity that Big Brother has to offer when there's no challenge going on.
Oh, maybe I'll have a sip. No, you're under 21. I lied.
Although,
I'm sure you lied.
A smart Big Brother player would catch on to the fact the producers aren't stopping her from
drinking. Right.
So if they're not stopping her, they would not want to break a law. She clearly is lying. But also, if you are going to lie about being a PhD in neuroscience, good job.
Good job, yes.
Good call.
Keep that under the hat.
Good call.
That's a very good call.
And the rest of the girls, I really have nothing to say yet, because whatever.
And now we're just waiting to see who the mystery 13th guest is.
Which I'm sure they'll tell us about 2 minutes from the end. Oh, by the way, pregnant Chinbot, not bad.
Pregnant Chinbot is good, except for the glitter in her hair.
She's
a little old and pregnant to be having glitter in her hair.
She also has it on the one shoulder that's showing.
Well, body glitter, I don't mind that so much for some reason.
The hair glitter's a little much for you?
But
it's almost like the hair glitter that they put in the hair in Disney World now, and you can go to the bippity-boppity-boo salon as a little girl, and they make you up as a princess. We saw them when we went, remember?
Right.
And they had all that glitter in their hair. What's she trying to do? Be Belle from Beauty and the Beast? Come on, yo. All right,
we gotta get back to the show. We'll be back.
Jesse
is returned to the Big Brother house. Jesse.
Yeah, explain, because I can't even talk right now.
Well, okay, I mean, I'm assuming if you've listened this far into our banter, you must be a Big Brother fan. Otherwise, you would have just tuned us out, right?
Which we get.
We understand that.
Either you love it or you don't.
Jesse was a contestant from last season. He got to re-enter the Big Brother house this season, by one of the quirkiness of the game this year. And we're not too happy about that.
We like the twist. Would not
have
been
wrong
Jesse.
With a chist. I mean, there were three other past contestants that could have entered the game. We really liked two of them.
And we got screwed.
gotta tell you, I'm not hating the high school twist click thing as much as I thought I would.
It's like 60 minutes in.
And so far, I don't hate it like I thought I would.
I feel like, all right, but you will.
I like the twist. I like that you're safe. If you're somebody in your clique is head of household, you're automatically safe.
Yep, that's great.
For a while, we don't know if that's for the whole game or not.
They're going to eventually have to break them up because there's no way you can keep doing that and have anybody to nominate.
Right.
So eventually, they're going to have to do something about that. I think it's ridiculous that big boob girl, I can't think of her name, and those teeth, that she said she could have hung on forever in her diary.
But she didn't want to be a target.
And here's the assumption I like to go on for the diary room, those of you who are listening, because Kyle knows this. I think it's the only place you can really be honest, and you should be. America should know what you're thinking. So if she's not being honest, that she can hang on there endlessly, annoying in that way, just to me personally, probably not to everybody else. And if she could have hung on, why would you not? You're automatically safe. Nobody can talk the head of household into putting you up. You don't have to win a veto.
If it was a regular first head of household,
I agree.
You don't want to be the first head of household.
Really bigger than the safeness in this particular case is, you now have a team that has four people on it against teams that have three people on it.
Right.
And the rest of those teams are going, one of them is going to lose a member. So you're going to have a team with four people on it, and one team will have a team with two people on it. So that's guaranteed votes, you hope, because you're on a team together. That's people helping you win challenges. That is absolutely nuts. If she could have hung on, that she wouldn't. I'm okay with people throwing the first head of household, not in this particular case. And I'm not even usually down with the throwing of competitions, but I get the first head of household one. I do. I get it. And then, now I have a big target on my back because they won. You have four people. That's three votes that you're guaranteed even if you do go up.
And safe for, like, a week.
Right.
Plus make some new friends.
Well, yeah.
Get another click on your side.
You cross enemy lines. I mean,
yeah.
You still need votes in this house. So even if you have the four people versus three people, you still need more votes. So you have to make some friends.
Of course, we are drawn to the outcasts and the quirky people and
the
brainy people.
And the brains. Brainy?
Well,
brains.
Two of the brainy people. Chima. I don't get her.
Chima.
I don't understand Chima.
She doesn't bother me too much yet. She's a little much.
But I love the other two brainy people.
Well, yeah, totally like those people, but I don't hate all the other people either. I like the martial arts girl so far. Just because she's big mouth, she's not affecting me, she's affecting her team.
I don't hate her. I don't know
what her other guy.
I don't like the way she's playing the game.
Eyebrow guy's stupid.
I thought, saying you're 18 when you're really 24 gives a shit.
Yeah,
you think people are going to try to protect you because you're 18?
No, she wants to seem innocent and naive so she can not be naive.
Yeah, she seemed really innocent and naive hanging from that toilet bowl seat going, I can't, you all dead!
She obviously didn't think through her game.
No.
But that's the game she was trying to play. And why is it that every girl that goes in there and talks about how she's this great poker player and that's going to help her in the game, because this has happened before, if
yeah,
you remember correctly.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name. They don't really know how to play the game. They don't.
You're right, they don't.
They think it's a big poker game. It's really not.
It's chess.
It's
That's
chess.
Why Danelle is so good.
Yeah. I would kind of suck at the chess. Mm. I still think I could win, but I suck at the chess. But it's not poker. They think they can read people better. She's screwed also because you don't have to read people now. They've been putting clicks for you.
Yeah.
So now one good talent.
You're not guessing who the alliances are because you know them all from right now.
Although, you know, I'd have to be making a secret alliance with at least one other person on another team.
Oh, absolutely.
They're stupid if they don't do that. So, some interesting things and some I can't believe that Jesse's back in the house things. I don't think I lost my season because of my ego, really.
I don't think anybody who's 4'10" should be that big muscular.
But they always seem to be.
They really like to be as big as possible.
The bodybuilders always seem to be short.
Short.
I mean, there's exceptions.
And I heard if you take steroids, it, like, shrinks your testicles up to the size of marbles.
Ew.
I don't know what that has to do with the show.
Nothing.
I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention.
Nothing but ew. Ew. And so every muscle guy has to use... Was that your thought process? Every muscle guy is using steroids?
I just think that he was huge. He was really big.
Jesse?
Yeah.
So you think that's steroids rather than his hard work ethic? He always talks
about
that.
Well, he can have a hard work ethic. That's fine. And genes play a part in it, too, but...
Yeah.
I just he was massive. And
well, I would think you would have to keep up with that, like, and you can't in the Big Brother house because they shrink down.
Like incredible Leprechaun Hulk.
Leper Hulk. The incredible Leprechaun Hulk. I'll have to come up with a better one. It'll come to me. Hulk on. at the end of his rainbow, our barbell, the syringe. And
so who do we have to watch fuck this year now?
I don't know. So many possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Homegirl, what was it that are... No boogers?
No booger.
No booger.
Yeah.
She's not going to
get can't booger. Booger. So that's another word for... why can't you put a few hot gay people in there and hook up? They did have that one year, but... Like, the guy went home mysteriously.
Yes, well, they were couples, so...
They were couples.
Made them couples, yeah. Right. But we never found out why he went home.
Yeah,
he just
went home.
And Lord knows, people that I searched. I have about 52,000 websites that I go to read Big Brother stuff on. And
I'm not saying anybody wants to see a couple of gay guys humping and then do that, you know, night vision on Big Brother. But I've seen plenty of straight action. I deserve a little booger from the gay people. You know what I'm saying? I mean...
I feel that... I don't think that that's why they're not doing it. I don't know. But you never get two gay people except that one year. Sometimes you get a gay and a lesbian.
Sometimes you get... Sometimes. And they're not doing anything together.
All right. They're not even really hanging out together. Right?
Right.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Well, there are exceptions to that also. What up, Javé? big shout out. I have no answer. Big Brother works in mysterious ways. Why can you get a 40-year-old male school teacher who, he's a decent-looking guy, but he's not super hot, but if there was a 40-year-old female teacher, you know she'd have to be hot. She'd have to be the hot for teacher.
Mm-hmm.
That's Big Brother.
Is their audience, like, so young that 40 has to be the old person now?
We're watching it.
I know. But that's not old to me.
Well, but we're not young.
You know, knocking on 40. Knock, knock, knocking on 40's door. Knocking on 40's door. 40's not so hot. I mean, not so old.
No, I agree, but we're still watching it. Yeah, so yeah. We're its audience. And,
Well, at least, you know, the one time they did give us a really old guy last time, it didn't work out so well with old Jerry.
Jerry. He was rough.
It was rough.
Rough. Usually you get an old guy who just likes to hang out and be the old guy. Jerry, not so much.
No, Jerry.
If I ruled the world.
Calling everybody out on their morals.
Yeah. Jerry. Thank God, no Jerry.
He's a Lucifer. No, what do they call him? He's a Judas.
Judas. Absolutely Judas.
You're Judas. You're Judas, and I can't trust you anymore.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I'm done right now. With
all right. Well, we're going to... If you want to send some comments to us, we would love to get your emails. Send that to tangenttvtalk@yahoo.com. And then I'll press this button.
So you think you can dance.
Okay, so I think that like the first hour of that show last night was one of the best hours of dancing I'd ever seen on TV. I even liked the Doris Sanchez disco number.
Doriana,
whatever the bitch's name is. I even liked her disco number.
It's funny, because as I was watching her disco number, I said to myself, oh my God, did Doriana Sanchez actually put steps in her dance this time? So I did like that also, but I didn't enjoy the entire first hour. I thought that Philip and
Janine... Oh, well, yeah, the Russian dancing, that was just sad.
It was boring.
Why did they put that on
and
there?
And I know that he was not trying to say that the choreographers sucked, but
the choreographers sucked.
And...
I didn't agree with them about the hip hop routine. I thought those two little Shorty Rocks did well, because that's what I'm calling them now.
Shorty Rocks?
They're both tiny. I thought they did well. It was more R&B, hip hop, and I thought they did a good job.
Right. Well, I thought what they. Hello, everybody. I'm in the kitchen now, and I forgot about the taping.
Useless.
All right, go to the kitchen. Get
it. Oh, by the way, this is Tangent TV Talk with Kyle and Andrea.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do the intro later. I'm just going to edit it.
I should be able to do a little piece of the intro. I should be able to say my own name.
No, when we record it later, I'll just move it to the front.
Oh, check. Okay.
So now I'm going to take all this out.
All
right. Or not.
Or not. It's more like us to have it in.
Tangent TV Talk. Yeah. Now you know where Tangent comes from.
Check.
All right. So, but I think it's true what they said. Like, they're never going to be, like, throw-down, hitting hard hip-hoppers. But what they did was choreographed to them, and it worked great.
Well, and nobody mentions the whole her sliding through his arms all the way down to her feet.
Oh, right, yeah, that was really cool.
Come on.
That was really cool.
And I am not of the school, and by the way, listening audience, I am a hip-hop freak, that every hip-hop dance has to be hard-hitting.
Right, yes.
If it's not a hard-hitting song, it doesn't have to be hard-hitting. So it annoys me sometimes when they say that, you didn't hit. If the song calls for that, yeah, 9 times out of 10 mm-hmm. I'll agree. That song, it's Halo by Beyonce. Does not call for anybody to hit anything hard. So I thought, what do they call them, nappy tabs? Nappy tabs.
Nappy tabs.
They did choreograph to them, and that shows what good choreographers they are. And I thought they did a good job. The second hour was a little crazy.
The second hour was
But I got to say that Brandon, he really is impressive.
Yes, I have to agree.
Because that tango was crazy, and I never liked the tango. And just for everybody who's listening, I actually watched Dancing with the Stars also, and I never even like it on there.
A friend of mine, I won't say who in case he's listening, said he was watching that Argentine tango, and he was like, getting turned on by it, and he wanted to do those leg clips, the flicks. Okay, it was me that was thinking that. I got turned on by it.
The leg flicks do it for
the
you.
Leg flips.
Times all
right. Right. I've seen people try to do that in past seasons, but they did it
it's
right.
It's great when it's done right. Like they when you it see right. it on Dancing with the Stars, with the actual professionals, two of them doing it, it's amazing. But even still, the tango normally to me is a boring dance. Even though it's sexy and all that, I don't typically love it personally. But I thought it was good last night. It's just that I'm not sure everybody could have pulled that off. I gotta leave the room. Keep talking.
Okay, well, so I agree with that, Andrea, who just left the room for no apparent reason. I'm just going to talk. And I'm going to say that the second hour of So You Think You Dance last night was disappointing to me.
If you're under 18, don't smoke, but I actually left the room for a reason.
Oh, okay.
Kyle needs an ashtray.
I need an ashtray. I can't get all talkity-talky with you and not have a cigarette for some reason. That's one of
fantastic.
My...
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
It's all your fault.
That's always all
guilt,
my fault.
Guilt.
Thanks, you. Both of you.
But I also, like... the Mia Michaels addiction dance.
Me too.
Thought that was really good.
And by the way, that whole crap about you couldn't see her face, Mary Murph, Nigel, you couldn't see. I think you weren't meant to see her face. The hair was supposed to flip in the face.
Not a stitch of makeup.
So I think that Mia Michaels asked for her to not have a stitch of anything in her hair, mm-hmm. not a stitch of makeup on, and when you are addicted to something, you don't normally worry about if you're expressive with your face. I thought that was the biggest bunch of BS ever. It annoyed me.
The English muffin.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Slow your roll, English muffin.
And I wish Tyce DiIorio, that's his name,
yeah.
could be on there every week.
Normally, Tyce DiIorio annoys the flying you-know-what out of me. This season, he's been typically nasty. Or atypically nasty. When he was on the road with them, he said some really nasty things.
Yes, he was pretty mean.
I'm glad last night that he was constructive and not just bitchy. He seemed bitchy when he was on the road for the preliminary stuff. And that's useless to me. Because to me, this show gives the most constructive criticism of all the reality competition shows. Like, I think they should pride themselves on that. So if he would have gotten up there and just been bitchy, annoying to me. And his orange juice thing, I'm not sure 100% what he meant.
No, the orange juice thing was weird.
But, okay. And Kat Dealey, really, does it get any better than her? The outfit, the hair last night.
She's perfect. She's
perfect so likable. Why don't they pimp her out to any of the shows? Why is she never on The View? Why is she never on Bonnie Hunt? Because, oh, by the way, Kyle doesn't watch as much daytime TV as me, but I do. Why is she not on Rachel Ray?
Yeah, she needs to be interviewed. And she needs to be interviewing stars on E.
Kellyanne Inaba gets pimped out all over the place. Why does this show get no press? Annoying.
Well, I don't see... It's got to be doing well if they're ordering a fall season, right? You know, why can't I...
If it was just getting summertime ratings, they would leave it just in the summer, right? Or Fox doesn't have a big fall lineup. Whatever the reason may be, if you're now going to go in the fall, I'm going to need to see Dealey booked on everything to talk about the show. Mary Murphy would be a great guest, but I have seen Mary Murphy. She's been on Chelsea lately, which was phenomenally funny.
Right, yeah.
Because she's self-deprecating, allowed Chelsea Handler to go off on her and was, you know, doing her laugh and everything. But I just don't get that, why they get no press. Every other reality show, at the very least, the host goes on at least one daytime show. I'm not looking for Oprah, but Bonnie Hunt?
Yeah. Well, how does, you know, Seacrest turn his co-hosting first season American Idol?
Why would you even bring him up?
World domination.
I don't have to deal with him until January. Unless I'm going to watch the New Year's Rocket Eve.
I didn't mean to bring up the Seacrest.
The Seacrest. I'm good. You know, I can't even. So, yeah, you're right, Seacrest. Yeah, I don't get why Kat Dealey is not out being put everywhere to talk this show up, because I'm sure she'd be a perfect daytime TV show guest. 3 minutes of fun.
Right.
She's likable. She's good with a quip. Ridiculousness. I might have to email about that.
All right.
Nigel, I don't understand.
Speaking of email, if anybody wants to send us any comments or things you want to talk about, just send an email to tangenttvtalk@yahoo.com.
Woo!
How'd you like that?
And if you love Seacrest, don't go off on me.
No, don't go off on me.
Because I get that people love him, but I don't. And I have a plan, people. I have a plan. One day I will go to L.A. and trip him.
Oh, food's here. See you later.
Oh, girls. Let's see what unseen moments.
Final thoughts? Any final thoughts for the evening?
So you think the dance is pretty predictable?
Yeah.
Except for me, I really thought Janine was going home. Oh, yeah. We're also talking about So You Think You Dance. We watch a lot of TV, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta be quick.
You gotta stay with us. Come on the tangent with us.
Because, by the way, I was already moving on to my next show. I'll start things back up again. Because I was ready to see some unseen footage of the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, the Housewives.
Tune in for Atlanta.
Let me tell you something about my family.
No.
We're thick as thieves and...
Let me tell you something about my family. We are as thick as thieves. You have to get the let me tell you what.
Let me tell you what.
Let me tell you what something about my family. We are as thick as thieves. Fantastic. Jersey is fantastic. Atlanta's starting end of July. I'll also be watching that. I can't speak for Kyle. But.
Yeah, I don't watch the Atlanta Housewives. The New Jersey ones are the only ones that I've watched.
I'm going to make him.
This almost brought us to our Roll Your Eyes segment, where I roll my eyes and Andrea talks about a show she watches that I don't watch. I'm sure we'll get plenty of those in the future.
Let me think if I've watched any this week that you haven't. Well, I'm into my DVDs of Gilmore Girls. That should make his eyes roll on out of his head. He hates that. He hates that. And I love TV on DVD. I love it. And I like to watch all seven seasons of Gilmore Girls.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They're just, I don't hate the Gilmore Girls. They're just very annoying to me with their banter. The banter. Just crawls under my skin.
The banter is the best part. Especially for a pop culture junkie. It's so riddled with pop culture. And it actually surprises me, folks, that he doesn't like it, because it's about the same pace as a Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode. But I think because there's no killing. Out my down. It's a little too frou-frou for him. He can act however he wants. He doesn't really like a romantic comedy either.
No, but I
which is okay.
Did watch Marley and Me, which I thought was going to be a romantic comedy.
No.
And then it was not funny at all. I mean, the key parts, but I had some sort of nervous breakdown at the end of that movie. Like a little 12-year-old girl whose dolly was taken away. It was bad.
12-year-old girls don't normally play with dollies still, so hello.
I'm sorry. Like a 12-year-old boy who's had his dolly taken away.
Or you could have said, like when Cindy Brady lost Kitty Carryall.
Yeah, yeah, Cindy. I didn't have a pop culture reference ready, but thank you. My right-hand man here did.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
All right, well, send us an email. Let us know what you like to talk about and if you enjoyed this podcast. So we'd like to get some feedback on it. And anything else, my dear?
No, tangenttvtalk@yahoo.com.
That's right.
TangenttTV.
Oh, good. Spelled it right.
TVTALK@yahoo.com.
That's right. Check us out. Bye.
I can't believe you didn't spell check. Bye.